for Brendan and Paul Upcroft finally adopting their two foster children, 13 and 11-year-old siblings Aidan and Caleb, brought a steep sense of relief. The two boys had been in their care since 2014, but adoption was the final step in the formation of the family from the New South Wales regional city of Maitland. Paul Upcroft says when he had asked his youngest son how he felt about the adoption, his son offered a reserved sense of enthusiasm.
Caleb mentioned to him that Friday's the day we're going to court and see the judge. It was just sort of went over him. And I asked him the next day and he said, oh, it's all on the inside. It's all on the inside. So they love being part of the Upcroft family.
Australian Institute of Health and Welfare statistics show more than 46,000 Australian children now live in out-of-home care, with more than 40% in care for at least 5 years. Caleb and Aidan have spent much of their short lives in foster care too, but when both agreed to be adopted by the Upcrofts, the change was made. Brendan Upcroft says for his partner and him, it was about giving the boys a sense of security.
The other driver behind us moving to adoption was the stability that it provides our sons. Aidan and Caleb have now been in foster care for almost 9 years. And whilst it's been a very stable 3.5 years living with us, always hanging over their heads is the fact that things could change. The agency could suddenly come in and say to them, right, we need to move you to a different placement. Now they have stability in that their parents now forever. They don't just view their life as going until they're 18. They can see the longevity of their life.
Despite the increasingly long-term nature of out-of-home care, few long-term placements lead to adoption. Last year, just 315 adoptions were finalised in Australia, including international adoptions, with around 45% by known carers, such as foster parents or relatives. Among local adoptions, about 88% allow some degree of contact or the exchange of information between biological and adoptive families. The Upcrofts say they think it's important their sons maintain contact with their birth mother. Brendan Upcroft explains.
We have a really fluid relationship with their birth mum. We made a lot of commitments to her from our very first meeting, and we've worked really hard to make sure that all of those commitments have been met or in some cases surpassed. These days, it's less of a visitation schedule and more of just an arrangement whereby we catch up. So recently, she's holiday with the boys. For Caleb's birthday, we went to the local show and we had a day out with her at the show. So it is a really fluid relationship, and that's exactly what we're aiming for.
Same-sex adoption only became legal across the entirety of Australia last week when the Northern Territory was the last state or territory to change its adoption laws. The Territory Parliament agreed to change an adoption law that had only given married heterosexual couples or those in traditional Aboriginal marriages the right to adopt children. In Adelaide, Flinders University Associate Professor Damien Riggs has researched foster care and adoption in Australia. He says foster care agencies can still reject applications from LGBTIQ people on religious grounds, leading to a further effect on rates of adoption by same-sex couples.
Still limitations in terms of fostering because agencies can ask for a religious exemption. So there still is the possibility that some agencies would say, no, we won't assess someone. So that, I guess, has knock-on effects for adoption if it's adoption from care. So if it's a straight-out adoption from, you know, zero to adoption, then there's probably few barriers. Because in many situations, and, you know, New South Wales is a good example, that adoption often happens from care. Well, if you can't become a carer in the first place, then that's going to limit your adoption options.
Dr. Riggs says while the legal barriers to adoption for same-sex couples are gone, gains in reproductive medicine mean many LGBTIQ people may take the scientific route to a family anyway.
Now that all states in Australia allow access to IVF and now surrogacy, even if they're different in each, the laws are a bit different in every state, that sort of is an invitation to lesbian and gay couples to say, okay, well, we can go down this route to have children. So I think that's sort of part of the story as well, that as those avenues have become more available, when historically they weren't available, that sort of closes down people going, oh, okay, well, I can't do that. So how else might I have children? Oh, okay, well, I'm able to do foster care and adoption. So it's interesting which one has been taken up more. And I would say that foster care adoption has been taken up less commonly by lesbian and gay couples than has IVF or surrogacy.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.